Maybe you like all the parties, but you won't find me there. You won't find me in the lights. 'Cause even when I'm standing in them, the best parts of me are hidden. I fed them to a monster underground. Underground. And when I leave town,
Music right there from Toronto alternative singer-songwriter Jen Newcombe with her gorgeous song, 5-Year Plan. That's from her most recent EP, Get Better. In the middle, it is West Coast non-binary musician Ray Spoon. From their album, Love is a Hunter, we heard the song, You Like All the Parties. And then kicking off the second hour, it is Toronto-based singer-songwriter Lowell. From her album, We Loved Her Dearly, we heard the song, The Bells. We are continuing this Pride takeover. It is important to take time to celebrate our LGBTQ community. It's something we do here on Girly So Groovy all year long, but I wanted to take a full episode to do exactly that, seeing how it is June, seeing it is Pride Month, feeling that this year more than ever, it's so important to remember that these voices deserve to be heard. Let's continue this Pride party right now. It is music from... Oh, I know. Yes, I know who we're going to next. If you're a loyal listener of Girly So Groovy, you know that every year we count down our... At the end of the year, we do our top 10 Girly So Grooviest albums of the year, the 10 best albums in a row. That is always the last show, or typically one of the last shows we do at the end of the year. Well, for 2024, our number one, our top number one Girly So Grooviest album came from... trans punk singer songwriter Laura Jane Grace, and that's where we go to next here on Girly So Groovy.
It's been a long, long time since we used to play punk rock and basements, punk rock and basements. That's where we made it, that's where we used to bear our heart and soul. Punk rock and basements, that's where we made it, that's where we used to bear our heart and soul. Never hear the microphone, but we knew every single word. Way, way loud, see the past appearing, gonna make you wonder if you're coming or you're leaving. Way, way loud, see the past repeating, gonna make you wonder if you're following or leading. Yeah, we were loud in the crowd, we were freaking out. It was the sound of revolution that translated to action. I can still taste the sweat, ha, ha. I have been carried by the motion, ha, ha. I have been deafened by the volume. The music gave us freedom, it was a reason to believe it. Way, way loud, see the past appear and don't make you wonder if you're coming or you're leaving. Way, way loud, see the past repeating, don't it make you wonder if they're following or leading? And the band goes, whoa, oh, oh, whoa, oh, oh, whoa, oh, 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 whoa, oh, oh, whoa, oh, 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 whoa, oh, 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 whoa, oh, oh, oh. It's been a long, long time since we used to play. It's been a long, long time since we used to play.
Redefining Radio, this is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock. Consider this your Pride Month party here on this episode of Girly So Groovy, including voices like that which we just heard. Vancouver garage rock duo The Pack AD, a band that's always carried their queerness through their career. We heard the song Dollhouse. That is from their 2017 album Dollhouse. In the middle, it is Detroit's very own Elspeth Tremblay and The Treatment, a band that is just bringing such rock and roll fun to the city of Detroit. They have a new EP out released earlier this spring. The EP is called Cut Your Losses. We heard the song Show Me You Care. Elspeth Tremblay and The Treatment just performed at Motor City Pride this past weekend, and have many other dates throughout the Metro Detroit area coming up. July 3rd, they'll be at Royal Oak Taco Fest. July 19th, they'll be performing at Reware Vintage in Berkeley. August 14th, you can catch them at Lager House in Detroit. For any concert dates or more information, you can find it on Elspeth Tremblay and The Treatment's Instagram and Facebook page. And then kicking the set off, it is an artist who found her way to our number one spot when we did the top 10 girly so grooviest albums for last year. Laura Jane Grace, the frontwoman to the punk band Against Me, Laura Jane Grace released a glorious solo album just last year. The new album is called Hole in My Head. We heard this song, Punk Rock in Basements, again from Laura Jane Grace here, an incredible trans musician, as we celebrate all the voices under the rainbow here on Girly So Groovy's Pride Party. Coming up, I've got music on the way from Lady Lamb, Julian Baker, Lucy Dacus. But up next, we kick off a set that I am calling the OGs, Old Gays. And what I mean by that is there have been some phenomenal trailblazers in the 80s and early 90s that were unafraid to speak the truth and allow their queerness to be part and parcel of their identity, something to be celebrated as opposed to something being feared. And I believe these bands and musicians really did open so many doors for musicians to follow. So starting that set off, it's going to be the Indigo Girls up next here on Girly So Groovy.
I sit two stories above the street. It's awful quiet, isn't love fell asleep? There's life down below me though. The kids are walking home from school. Some long ago when we were taught that for whatever kind of puzzle you got, you just stick the right formula. Solution for every fool. I remember the time when I came so close to you, sitting there skipping my class and running from school. And I bought you that ring 'cause I never was cool. What makes me think I could start being slated? The hardest to learn was the least complicated.
Thing to do, what makes me think I can start being stated.
complicated.
So what makes me
what makes me start?
I can start playing.
I sit two stories above the street. It's awful quiet here since love fell asleep. There's life down below me though. Now the kids are walking home from school.
I remember the time when I came so close with you. Sent me skipping my class and running from school. What makes me think I could start clean slated? The hardest to learn was the least complicated. So what makes me think I could start clean slated? The hardest to learn was the least complicated.
Up above.